Holy Gospel according to John, the 10th chapter. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. This is the gospel of our Lord. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our Lord, the Divine Shepherd, in Psalm 23, our psalm for this day. Our Lord, the Good Shepherd, in John's 10th chapter. On this day, our gospel text. The Lord, our rock, our refuge, our strength, unwavering in His love for us, unfailing in His support of us. So as we begin today, something a little different for you, a psalm to soothe your soul. However you come, with whatever you have, rest in the divine shepherd and in the good shepherd that comes to you on this day. It is true that I have always been your good shepherd, and I will always be your shepherd. And that is true even when you thought you didn't need me. Well, you really did. You just didn't know it at the time. And even when you didn't want me there, I showed up anyway. When you were angry, I did hear you even though you thought I didn't. When you were confused or perplexed or puzzled by all the things that go on in your life, I walked with you. Yes, I sat with you, even listened to you when it was hard to listen to you. And when you were sad and grief-stricken, at a loss for words, it was I that I hugged you when you felt alone. And I did provide plenty of Kleenex along the way, and you never did run out of those. And it is true that I provided the right army for you, the right people at the right time in the right places, to be my hands and feet for you so that you knew that you wouldn't be alone and that I would be there. And by the way, I have sent you in the proper direction. Even when you questioned it and didn't believe it was the right direction you should be going. Or if you felt you didn't have the courage to go there. And I do know your valley, by the way. I have been there when you were there. Chances are I was there before you ever got there. You know that particular valley. It's the same one that sent that chill down your spine, that caused you to lose perspective and energy and passion. Even some hope, sometimes your faith as well. I was there in that valley of death for you. Believe me. I do know what it feels like. We sat there together, and you did learn over time to fear nothing. For what did you have to fear even in your own darkness? I was right there, by the way, and it would be okay. you did anoint me and you blessed me in that moment, even in the valley, which is probably the last place I ever thought it would show up. But it did. And my cup overflowed anyway. Overflowed with giving thanks, knowing that no particular valley that I would ever find myself in would be a valley separated from where you would meet me. That is the divine shepherd in Psalm 23. You've laid down your life for me on the cross, that brutal and cold cross, so the deaf wouldn't have the last laugh, and it never does with you. For you have won. And I do know that in this gospel text, you are my good shepherd today in John's 10th chapter. The shepherd that John speaks of today. That is the same shepherd who fights off all those wolves that are chasing you every day. And the shepherd who cares for you and for me, not as hired hands do. For they don't care for you like I do, for no one can care for you as I do. No one can do that. Because I know that you watch over me and you guide me, you direct me, and I do listen. Even when you think I'm not listening, I am listening in a world full of noise. For one voice, that is yours. All those noises are fairly loud day in and day out. I often get confused by them because there's so many of them. How to separate out all those from you? A very hard thing to do. But your voice is always the loudest. Calling me to you rather than everything else. And that does bring a little bit of order to my chaos. A massive amount of order that is needed. Peace to my hurt and my pain and my suffering. And I'm thankful that you clothe me with grace that I certainly have done nothing to deserve. I haven't earned it, but I'm thanking God for it. Understanding that I've not earned it because it's the same mercy and grace that I've failed to give to other people, yet you still give it to me despite who I am. And you do give love without limitations in a world that puts limitations on how love is defined. So on this day, I say thank you to the divine shepherd and the good shepherd that each one of us gets to experience. Teach me today to go and be that shepherd that you have been for me for someone else. Could be somebody that I know. But it could equally be someone I have not met yet, but I will meet soon. May I meet them in their valleys as you have met me in mine.